CLTV's afternoon edition presented by Manka'a. And the first, the main point. Members of government under the chair of Prime Minister Joseph Dangote have today discussed Cameroon's economic and budgetary programming for the period 2025-2027 for onward transmission to Parliament to be exploited during the budgetary orientation debate. The challenges faced by refugees, to include trauma and violence, which have long-lasting effects on their mental and physical health, are being addressed by institutions that cater for the well-being on the occasion of World Refugees Day today. And in sports, the various delegations to take part at the 23rd edition of the African Athletics Championships are already in Douala for the event, which is a qualifying tournament for the Olympic Games in Paris, France. Now, the news bulletin.
CRTV's afternoon bulletin with Gladys Tata. Members of Parliament have examined and adopted three bills relating to international cooperation. The draft laws, which have to do with managing the arts sector and its actors, earlier scrutinized at the level of Foreign Affairs Committee, were put under the lens of the entire House chamber. The people's representatives during the general debate, chaired by House Speaker, the Right Honourable Kava Yege Jibril, questioned the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidung Pat, on several aspects and got responses from the members of government. And the Minister of Transport, Jean-Enes Masenangale Bibehe, also defended the bill to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the air transport agreement between the government of Cameroon and that of Canada, signed in Yaoundé on June 1st, 2022. The bill will be adopted by the MPs if deemed admissible. The cabinet meeting for the month of June has taken place today at the Star Building, chaired by the Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph Dangote. The major orientations of Cameroon's economic and budgetary programming for medium-term period 2025-2027 was in the spotlight. Cabinet members deliberated on the major outlines of the document in view of its imminent transfer to Parliament to be used during budgetary orientation debates. Refugees at the Minawawo camp in Mokolo subdivision, Mayo Chanaga Far North, joined their peers nationwide to commemorate World Refugee Day. Celebrations were placed under the banner of living together as the local population expressed the will to always play host to refugees who for the most come from neighboring Nigeria. Statistics from the UNHCR disclosed that over 78,000 refugees have successfully integrated the Minawawo camp, carrying out income-generating activities. Speaking during the 24th edition of World Refugee Day, the government officials said the event comes to mark government's commitment to relentlessly support refugees who have been residing in the camp for close to 11 years. A forum to reinforce the law on the protection of intellectual property rights in Cameroon has wrapped up in the seaside resort town of Kribi Ocean Division, South Region. Closing the event, the representative of the Senior Divisional Officer of the Ocean Division, Emmanuel Johnson Kinge, urged heads of the five corporations in charge of copyright and related rights to leave no stone unturned in sensitizing the population and applying the law that guides the intellectual property rights of artists and authors in the country. Onto this press release, Higher Education, a working group set up to provide effective support for student entrepreneurs. One, Genius and Talent. Douala, the sixth edition of the Cameroonian Students' Genius and Talent Contest, opened yesterday in Douala by the Minister of Higher Education. Two participants, some members of government or their representatives, the governor of the littoral region, as well as heads of public, private and international academic institutions, the top management of some major companies, lecturers, student entrepreneurs, their professional supervisors and the civil society took part in this annual meeting of innovation, creativity and entrepreneurship. Policy Law. This exhibition is being held 11 months after the Head of State, His Excellency Paul Biya, enacted the law on higher education policy, which enshrines two innovative concepts, the entrepreneurial university and the student entrepreneur status. Problematic. There were two main areas of focus. presentation of the many concrete achievements of student entrepreneurs and higher education graduates in the primary, secondary, tertiary and quaternary sectors. A working dinner devoted exclusively to practical arrangements for effective support for student entrepreneurs by the state, universities and companies in the creation of and management of legally constituted companies managed according to the classic standards of the SMI and SME and in compliance with the law and regulations of the Republic. Three results. The work in Douala led to three fundamental results. One, a better knowledge by large companies of the concrete efforts made by universities and private higher education institutions in the production, transformation and marketing of tangible goods over and above the intangible goals, which have always been the essence of the university. Two, identification by universities, companies and the civil society of the real expectations of student entrepreneur, financial, land, administrative, financial, tax, commercial, and social problems, etc. Three, realistic and feasible solutions. After a series of edifying discussions, a four-party working group, universities, the business world, students, government bodies, and partner organizations was set up. It will examine in greater depth the main expectations of student entrepreneurs and propose realistic and feasible solutions to the concerns of student entrepreneurs to the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education. And this press release has been signed by Professor Jacques Famondongo, Minister of Higher Education. This other press release from the Minister of Finance, which wishes to inform all public servants that to facilitate the annual filing of their personal income tax returns for the fiscal year 2023, a consolidated payslip detailing earnings and tax withholdings has been made available. This payslip can be accessed through the online platform eBulletin via the address www.ebulletin.minfi.cm or ngomna mobile application, which is available for download on both the Play Store and App Store. Employers in the private sector and parastatals are also encouraged to provide their employees with a similar annualized payslip and summarizes earnings and deductions for the past year. The Minister of Finance reminds all taxpayers that the deadline for submitting their personal income tax declaration for the fiscal year 2023 is June 30, 2024. A dedicated support system is available to offer online and remote assistance. Taxpayers can contact the Tax Directorate's call center at 8200 or access the online help desk at www.support.harmony2.cm. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all, and it has been signed by Ripol Mutazi, Minister of Finance. We take you out of the country where a South African lawmaker has been suspended by his party, the Democratic Alliance, after a series of old clips resurfaced online of him spewing violent racist language against black people. Ronaldo Goles initially insinuated one of the videos was doctored and denied it, but a statement issued by the DA on Thursday says it was genuine and not a fake. In the video, Mr. Goles, who was sworn into Parliament last week, uses a local slur typically reserved for black Africans repeatedly along with the N-word and calls for black people to be killed. And in sports, excitement is gathering steam at the Japoma Sports Complex in Douala, less than 24 hours to the start of the 23rd edition of the African Athletics Championship. Ahead of the official kickoff of the event that is billed for tomorrow, athletes from the various delegations are taking part in a reconnaissance training and warm-up session while the stadium is receiving finishing touches on the different tracks. The highly anticipated event, which doubles as a qualifying tournament for athletes who have not yet booked their place in the summer's Olympic Games, brings together the best athletes from across the African continent. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRT this afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
The medium-term economic and budgetary programming document for Cameroon counting for the period 2025-2027 has come under review today, Yaoundé. The document was at the center of discussions during the cabinet meeting for the month of June, chaired by Prime Minister of Government, Joseph John Goute. Star Building correspondent Christine Chiatam presents the major outlines of the document.
The economic outlook for Cameroon for the 2025-2027 time frame remains positive, according to the minister delegate in the Ministry of Finance, who presented the macroeconomic context and major guidelines of the budgetary policy of the state during the cabinet meeting. Yaoba Abdoulaye said economic growth is expected to rise to 4.1% in 2024 and stabilize at 4.4% in 2025 and 2026. He said the economy will benefit from the agriculture sector as well as from the manufacturing and construction sectors, which are expected to be excellent feeders of Cameroon's economy in the medium term. Concerning the budgetary policy, the minister delegate in the Ministry of Finance said it will be based on the consolidation of public finances in consistency with the programs concluded with the IMF. He said increasing non-oil domestic revenue and maintaining a low debt burden are amongst the policies envisaged. Concerning expenditure during the midterm period 2025-2027, the government is targeting a substantial increase in investment to support the implementation of the National Development Strategy. The Minister of the Economy, Alamin Usman May, said during the cabinet meeting that the commissioning of first-generation giant projects to help improve water and energy supply, road and housing projects is the overall objective. The implementation of the Integrated Agro-Pastoral and Fisheries Import Substitution Plan, the continuation of mineral exploitation programs, and the extension of the Universal Health Coverage Scheme also fall within the objectives of the medium-term investment plan. The Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Goute, at the end of the cabinet meeting, gave clear instructions that projects earmarked in the midterm investment plan for Cameroon respect the different states of preparation and execution of state projects in order to create a maximum impact in the lives of Cameroonians. Christian Che Adam, CRTV, The Star Building.
The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May, presented the priority sectors of government's midterm investment plan for the 2025-2027 timeframe during today's cabinet meeting. In the following extract of an interview, Minister Alamin Usman May revisits the projected investment sectors.
To accelerate, we need to improve boldly on our investment portfolio. We had the opportunity to present the medium-term priority investment portfolio, which is targeting the finalization of those projects that have been initiated some years back and the preparation of second-generation projects to be able to cope with the gap of growth that has been recognized so far. And we need to diversify our sources of funding. PPP's public-private partnership has shown the great performance we can achieve. You name Nachigal and different other projects. We think infrastructure, energy could benefit from these resources and will be able to give more room to other sectors. Doing so, we hope to be able to boldly improve on our growth rate, come close to the 8%, boldly accelerate our march towards becoming an emerging country by 2035. And this should be done in a very disciplined manner. And the reason why the Prime Minister instructed us to make sure that all the projects are respecting the criteria and that the projects are being prepared should be well executed, and efficiency should be at the top of our agenda, and therefore we will see the impact on the field, which is the most important thing of our policy.
The Minister of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development, Alamin Usman May. Economists have been assessing the midway implementation of the 2024 finance law with observations that projects within the government's social, economic, environment and cultural programs continue to be executed with the timely disbursement of allocated resources. Belinda Shu spoke to some of the economic experts and compiled this report.
The state budget for 2024, which is balanced in income and expenditure, stands at 6,740,100,000,000 CFA francs. The resources are destined to implement sectoral projects capable of structurally transforming the economy. Professor Kelly Kingsley Mwai is a finance engineer.
The strategy here is to go on a year-on-year basis, mobilize that which is needed for the projected infrastructure bills that are required for the key priority sector as defined within within the budget. However, there are also other priority key projects which then may erupt along the way, because that the management of the state incorporates different components, including security and emergency spending, like we've witnessed for the past couple of years.
Prominent in the 2024 finance bill is a reconstruction plan of the crisis-hit regions through the Special Appropriation Fund created in 2022. Dr. Kennedy Tumenta is a senior economist.
The government is doing a lot to make sure that the sustainability, gender, tourism, reconstruction programs are financed. If this money is being disbursed at the right time, by the end of the year, Cameroon should be able to offset its balance of payments deficit through an increase in internal productivity.
Multiple actions are also taken to fast-track the decentralization process and strengthen local governance.
Belinda Show. The Limbe City Council has launched the revision of the city's urban master plan, which will have the potential to drive development, guide future growth, and offer a comprehensive framework for decision-making. Presiding over a working session to kickstart the process, the Senior Divisional Officer for FACO, Viang Mekala, urged urban planning stakeholders and the population to put all hands on deck to ensure the success of the first phase of the exercise, which exercise has been financed by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development. Humble Sizimbonjoa.
Rapid demographic growth has necessitated the updating of the Limbe Urban Master Plan. The first phase will last 7 months and will include adjustments to align the plan with the evolution of the town. To the city mayor, Paul Ifomengale, the plan will improve the city's structure, sustainability and quality of life.
The vision is that Limbe should have many access roads, enhancing the potentials of tourism. The drainage master plan and canalization, security and safety with streetlights, the hygiene and sanitation, waste management, land use.
The exercise to be carried out by experts of MyChu will entail analysis, recommendations and proposals. The Senior Divisional Officer for FACO, Viang Mekala, while launching the activities of the first phase, financed by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development, enjoined the population and urban planning stakeholders to each do their part for the success of the studies. Humbo Suzy Munchoa, CRTV News, Limbe.
A dam is under construction in the Upstation neighborhood in Bamenda, Northwest Region, to contain water overflow and limit floods in several vicinities in the town. The city mayor, Paul Achobong, says he is working to alleviate the plight of the population and has urged the people to limit land reclamation on wetlands. Details with Veronica Aji in Bamenda.
The mini dam built on the Station Hill in Bamenda, according to the city mayor, Paul Achobong Tambeng, is one of the lasting way out of the floods recorded in neighborhoods in the Bamenda 2 and 3 municipalities.
What we have here in Bamenda 1 as the pilot center to make sure we put a dam, collect all the waste materials that are coming through the system to into the urban area. We can drain it, take it off from here, and what will flow downtown will be pure water.
He adds that this pilot center, envisaged to be a touristic site, is expected to drain water and perform a triage of plastic waste which blocks the water path and increases floods.
We have told them that construction on wetland, while they are there in ghost towns, they are there building houses in the wetland. It makes it practically impossible for us to help them out.
Noella Vuchas, Divisional Delegate of Housing and Urban Development for MEZAM, has also discouraged poor waste disposal on the field.
What we are working on now is sensitizing the quarterheads, because they do those things where the council cannot go because of insecurity.
The rains are gaining intensity in the Northwest region. The population of flood-prone areas and other risk zones have been advised to be cautious as efforts to ensure their safety are being implemented. Veronica Aji, CRTV News, Bamenda.
Municipal authorities in the Far North region have taken the commitment to implement the project on local governance and resilient communities, known by its French acronym PROLOC. The project was launched today during a ceremony chaired by the Secretary General at the Far North Governor's Office, Evariste Atangana-Zoa. Faith Nguang with details from Marwa.
The far north region of Cameroon at the moment is visibly prone to a certain number of external shocks, like security and climate change external shocks. The Local Governance Project and Resilient Communities dubbed Prologue comes to provide tools that will alleviate the effect of the flabbergasting conditions. Dr. Ngwa Ediele Jackson, who is the national coordinator of the project, elaborates.
To enable communities to stabilize their settlement, mainly by supplying a number of infrastructure in such a way that they can resist to those climate change effects.
There are two main components of the project, as the national coordinator adds.
The first one will supply infrastructure, but very important, those infrastructures should be identified as structures by neighborhood and villages committees. There will be an operator. The operator will be the council. And if we talk about intercommunal infrastructure, the operator will be the regional council.
Municipal authorities, who are the main executioners, have pledged to contribute significantly to the success of the project. According to local and municipal authorities, the prologue is proof of government's concern to the well-being of the population. Marwa, Faith Ngwang, CRTV.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
You're listening to CRTV's afternoon edition on the national station. Today is being commemorated across the globe as World Refugees Day. Over 202,000 refugees in the East region who hail from the Central African Republic and other neighboring countries have over the years benefited from numerous humanitarian actions championed by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees in the East. In line with this year's Refugee Day theme, which is solidarity with refugees, our reporter Biki Ungum looks at the numerous actions carried out by the UNHCR to refugees in the East region.
In a bid to curb early and unwanted pregnancies in most refugee camps in the East region, the UNHCR and its partners are sensitizing refugees on the importance of abstinence and the different ways of family planning. Dr. Barahi Raje Juvenal is Regional Coordinator of Health and Nutrition at AHA.
On essaie de couvrir les jeunes.
We try to encourage and sensitize the refugees on the importance of abstaining and family planning, especially when they are not financially stable. Since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic, the HCR and its partners have prioritized taking care of children below 5 years, critical conditions of most refugees out of the camp. This, they say, is due to financial constraints. He says since 2018, they have been taking care of refugees only in camps and children below 5 years and patients with chronic diseases. This is because of the global crisis and finances. To better assist these refugees, activities such as farming, arts and craft, entrepreneurial skills, and other educative courses have been put at their disposal to keep them away from being idled. Bikyungum, CRTV, Betwa.
The more than 18,000 refugees in the Adamawa region have expressed gratitude for the hospitality of their host community, Cameroon, under the coordination of the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and its partners. Emos Endonyaket completes that story from Goundary.
Muhammadu Laminu, a refugee from the Central African Republic, age 35, says it was a very difficult journey. He embarked with his four children, wife and mother, in search for safety in Cameroon. They trekked for 3 days until they were rescued by the United Nations High Commission for Refugees and settled at the Bogop refugee camp. Since then, he has been in safety and now considers Cameroon to be his second home. The story of Laminu is not different from this fellow refugee who preferred not to be named. He spoke to us in Sango, a local language used in the Central African Republic.
We want to thank the government of Cameroon for graciously receiving us. We have gone through so much. We saw our family members, friends and relatives killed in the war. Fortunately for us, God permitted us to reach here safely.
Since the refugees arrived Cameroon in 2012, they have been living in peace and harmony with their host population. They are grateful for the hospitality offered them. Cameroon has become home for them, as some do not know when they will return to their native Central African Republic. Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News, Ngaoundary.
Over in Marwa, women refugees in the Minawawa camp called it special attention due to the difficulties they face. Henry Tato Ekambi reports from CLTV Far North.
The sound of machines producing eco charcoal briquettes in the Minawawa refugee camp far north Cameroon. When this reporter arrived at the charcoal production unit in the camp, he met refugee women producing ecological charcoal.
We have two types of producing. We have for machine and for hand.
Liatu is one of the thousands of women refugees being empowered economically and socially in the camp that counts over 77,000 Nigerian refugees. Kimberly Robertson is the head of the UNHCR sub-office in Marua.
We work with partners, sort of the education about discrimination, particularly gender-based discrimination, trying to find better voice for women. There are other important activities that have to do with sort of ecological environmental awareness, creating some more ecological forms of charcoal and briquettes. The goal is to give the refugees also opportunities to earn income.
With the rations of refugees drastically slashed recently, the state has also offered these asylum seekers land to farm on, and most of their farmers are women. Marwa, Henry Tatuikambi, CLTV.
Away from World Refugees Day, the management of the Cameroon Development Corporation, the CDC, says the corporation is witnessing progress in its activities and performance thanks to the support it has been receiving from government. The statement was made by the chairman of the board of directors, Hope Sunaibai, after a board meeting of the corporation yesterday in Limbe. Details with Henry Mekole.
If the Cameroon Development Corporation was barely creeping a few years ago, today the board chair, Hope Sunaibai, says the corporation is at least limping and that in the years ahead, the corporation may stand on its feet again.
Even though we are still in a deficit, you cannot not say that, but we are performing better and you have to put it in a global context of what the country's economy is doing. We're moving progressively into positive terrain. We continue to give thanks to the government for keeping us on its portfolio as an ongoing establishment in spite of all the difficulties and the efforts that are being made to bring lasting solutions.
To get CDC up and running, management believes that farms for short cycle crops like cassava, corn, etc. must go operational as soon as possible.
We did re-emphasize the need to assist government in projects that they are embarked upon called import substitution by diversifying into short cycle crops for sustainability of the company. And we think that it's time that we actually start to grow cassava, corn, those things that bring us ready income.
During the meeting, the general manager of CDC, Franklin Goninjie, and the board chair, Hope Sunaibai, were unanimous that the way things are going, there is every reason for workers to be hopeful. Henry Mekole, CRTV, Boya.
On to sports. The city of Douala is cutting its T's and dotting its I's to host the 23rd edition of the African Athletics Championship in less than 24 hours. Ahead of the official kickoff of the event tomorrow morning at the Japuma Sports Complex, athletes from the various delegations are taking part in reconnaissance training and warm-up sessions while the stadium is receiving finishing touches on the different tracks. CRTV special envoy to the event, Marcel Mfoche, captures the atmosphere in the following report.
A few hours before the start of the African Athletics Championships, the Japuma Sports Complex is buzzing with activity as athletes from the different participating countries are taking turns to engage in reconnaissance training and warm-up exercises. Kenya, which comes into the competition with 60 athletes, presents arguably the best prospect of securing medals. For coach Fatue Kimayo, clinching as many medals as possible and consolidating their first place finish from the previous edition is their primary objective.
We have a very good athletes. They are prepared psychologically. We are here to do some warm-up speed work a little bit.
Uganda, for their part, has a dual goal of gunning for medals and securing Olympic qualification for their 13 athletes.
The My Frances, we are come with the two objectives. One, to make those who are close to qualify.
too, we have also come compete for medals.
At the technical level, final touches are being applied to the different tracks to ensure everything is set for the start of the event, while fan clubs have turned out in their numbers to cheer and encourage the athletes. Brayson Marcel Fauchier at the 23rd African Athletics Championships in Douala.
CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Manka'a, and we're here now with a presentation of the news summary in the French language with Bernadette Messomo.
Madame, Monsieur, bon après-midi. Orientation de la politique budgétaire de l'État 2025-2027 et projection du programme d'investissement prioritaire étaient inscrits à l'ordre du jour du Conseil du cabinet ce jour, présidé par le Premier ministre chef du gouvernement. Au cours de ces assises, il a été question de penser des mécanismes de financement afin de renforcer l'investissement public, rechercher les financements alternatifs à l'effet d'accélérer et d'atteindre les 8% de taux de croissance prescrits dans la SND CRAN. La Journée mondiale des réfugiés, célébrée le 20 juin de chaque année, est l'occasion de saluer la force, le courage de celles et ceux qui ont été forcés de fuir leur pays d'origine pour échapper au conflit ou à la persécution. Au Cameroun, compte tenu de la réduction substantielle des appuis des partenaires au développement, le gouvernement s'emploie à mettre sur pied des stratégies pour assurer et s'assurer du bien-être de ces personnes vivant sur son territoire. La communauté urbaine de Limbé revise son plan directeur d'urbanisme. Au cours de la réunion y afférente, le préfet du FACO, Vian Mekala, a enjoint tous les acteurs de l'urbanisme à véritablement s'impliquer dans la transformation de la ville afin de faire de Limbé à l'horizon 2025-2040 une ville accueillante, sûre et où il fait bon vivre. En sport, les 23e championnats d'Afrique d'athlétisme senior dames et messieurs démarrent ce vendredi à Douala. À cet effet, le ministre des Sports et de l'Éducation physique tient une réunion préparatoire sur le site du complexe sportif de Japoma à 16h ce jour. Y sont conviés tous les responsables des commissions impliquées dans l'organisation de la compétition ainsi que les officiels techniques. La compétition dont les kick-off aura lieu demain s'achèvera le 26 juin prochain. Madame, monsieur, merci de rester à l'écoute des programmes du Poste National. Mmh.